The killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police has sparked outrage nationwide. KNKX asked three black teens to share their thoughts for our Youth Voices series, Take the Mic. Here are Kalia Bullock, Adonis Williams, and Bitania Gidey talking about watching video of Floyd's killing and the everyday racism they've encountered, as well as the art they've created to reflect this moment.
I'm Kalia Bullock. I'm 15, and I go to Mount Rainier High School. To me, it was a surprise and not really a surprise for me, honestly, because to me, when I seen it, it was like it's another innocent black man killed. Me and my friends, we went into 7-Eleven. There's a 7-Eleven by our school at the top of the hill. And we walked in there and I was carrying my bag, but they all went to teriyaki and I wanted the 7-Eleven place by myself. My parents told me to always like be aware. So I have a sense when someone's watching me or something, and I was being watched throughout the whole store. When I walked up to pay for it at the front, he told me to empty my backpack, which I did because I didn't want to be in resisting type or anything. So I emptied it, and then he said, "My mistake, I thought you put something in your bag," when everything I was carrying to pay for was in front of me. I was like, it's okay. I was taught to always ask for a receipt in case I was like accused of taking something, and just being polite, saying thanks, even if someone was disrespecting me, like always be on the good side. My father taught me as soon as like we as color, if we raise our voice, it's we're getting violent and we're yelling and being loud, you know? When I got to my friends, I just told them, I said, this dude back here accused me of stealing. And I just said, I don't know why they thought I was stealing. And then I just kind of laughed it off. And then we just went upon our day as teenagers because we had a basketball game that day.
My name is Adonis Williams. I'm 15 years old and I go to the downtown school. I've dealt with it my entire life, and I know I've been aware of it my entire life. I was in eighth grade, and I was in Portland, Oregon for a diversity leadership retreat. I was standing just like on a rock on the sidewalk, and there was this clearly intoxicated man coming up the street. And luckily, all my teachers were there as well, and so like the situation was diffused, but he was just like standing there just like yelling at me, and I was like, oh, this is stressful. He was like, what are you N-words doing in Portland? Get out of here. Go back to Africa, you slaves. And I was just like, ah. It's like the kind of thing where your whole body locks up and you're just like, brain's not working. Can't make coherent thoughts. No, thank you. I was just like, this is something that's really close to me. I was like, I feel like I could create a piece to both vent out some of my own emotions, some of my own frustration, as well as to sort of show solidarity. The piece itself is a image of a black person being choked from behind by white hands. And with a text bubble that's coming out that says, "I can't breathe," and blood dripping down from it. It was a lot of just like me pouring imagery onto the page, just me putting a representation of, you know, the black person being strangled by this representation of like white supremacy and racism.
My name is Vitanya Gidey. I'm 17 years old and I go to Newport High School in Bellevue. I think that watching the video, seeing it, just the blatant brutality of police, immediately my head went to immediate action just because I'm surrounded by a lot of black activists and organizers within Seattle. So my immediate thought was, when are the protests going to happen? What are we going to do at Westlake? How do we mobilize and make sure this doesn't happen? But when I watched that video, The first name that came to mind and the first thoughts my head went to was Charlena Lyles, which was a pregnant black woman who was killed at the hands of SPD in 2017. And I'm a poet activist, so I did a lot of writing around processing Charlena Lyles' death. And seeing George Floyd be, like I said, brutally killed, and me watching it made me realize all the work that I did organizing and writing poetry, just processing, kind of felt like in vain, because as soon as I saw that video, it all just came rushing back. And it just, it's that kind of like that really pessimistic view of no matter what we do, it keeps happening. In both the Rodney King like police beating and in this one, like, you've blatantly saw someone who was not resisting arrest, someone who was just being a black man, just living his life, and him still dying. That was just, it's like, how could you not be angry? How could you not be afraid? How could you not want to protest on the streets after that? The focus right now for me that's constantly on my mind, especially when we're chanting no justice, no peace, right, is right now we need to maintain this energy of we're raising hell. We won't sit down. We won't stay silent. So when we are both tired of the rage and lay our bodies on the street corners gasping, I can't breathe, our souls will stay marching for the boys we cannot leave behind. But y'all will wake up and realize not a single milky body is laid out. Still, not a single street sign is named after the dead. You realize you march to the sound of your own feet berating the ground, and there ignorance blooms before a liberation could grow, before porcelain resistances crack open to reveal absolutely nothing.
Kalia Bullock, Adonis Williams, and Betania Gidey shared their stories for KNKX's Youth Voices project, Take the Mic. We welcome more stories from youth. For information, go to our website, knkx.org.